Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Only God can make something out of nothing. And that's what he did here on this earth. Matter of fact, aren't you glad God can make something out of you when we were nothing? Well, we could preach on that. We were nothing. But God makes something out of nothing. And he could do nothing with someone who thinks they're something. I mean, I think I'll preach a while on that one. That's just kind of running to me now. He can do nothing with somebody who thinks they're something. But he can do great things with something with those who think they're the God, there's no good in me. My help comes from you. Well, let's get back to Revelation chapter number 10. And verse number 6. And those things which are here, and that there should be time no longer. This does not mean that your watch stops and there's no longer time. It means that literally that there's no more delay. That literally it's time to complete God's plan. It mentions the seventh angel in verse number 7. But in the days of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. What are you talking about, preacher? The seventh trumpet. Look in verse number 15 of chapter number 11. It's referencing this about the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. He's talking about this time in verse number 6 of chapter number 10, that things which are therein, that there shall be time no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, he's talking about it's finally coming to completion, that God's plan to, what's the word I'm looking for? To redeem this earth. He's going to redeem this earth back to himself. I have a note here that in chapter number 5, talking about the redeeming of the earth, the claim is announced in chapter number 5 that, remember the scroll, that's the title deed to the earth. Those seven seals and the seven trumpets as a general. He makes a claim in verse number 5, in chapter number 5. In chapter number 10, we're here, he makes the stake. He stakes out, this is mine, like you're claiming it, okay? He makes a stake. In chapter number 19, he finalizes that stake, that claim to the earth, where he comes and all his glory and his revelation, he takes Satan and he casts him to the lake of fire for 1,000 years, for a season, that's at the end, I've jumped ahead of myself. For a season, he's there. And then in chapter number 20, possession is made. He's redeeming the earth. He's got it back to the rightful owner in chapter number 20. It's what all this is referring to, that there's no more delay. The time is time to come to complete God's plan, no more waiting. And the seventh trumpet is going to blow here in next chapter or two. Well, let's go a little farther. Verse number 8. And I got 2-3 minutes. And the voice I heard from heaven spake unto me, now take the little book, which is open. It's a little booklet that's open, which stands by. And verse number 9. He says, give me the book. And the angel says, take it, eat it, and it shall be make thy belly bitter and thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took it and I ate. And sure enough, that happened. Before we go any farther. Now, the word eat literally means devour. We can take it one of two ways. And it's used both ways in Scripture, in the New Testament. I looked this up because I got these scholars here in my midst. The word eat, you could take it literally. Or you can take it figuratively. I'll let you decide which one you want to do. I take it literally because it's a little booklet. If I wouldn't argue with anybody if they want to do it figuratively. Let me give you a couple of verses in New Testament kind of show you both ways. Matthew 13:4 talks about the fowl of the air. Can't remember the sower, this thing about the seed? Throw the seed out there. And the fowls of the air came and devoured up the seeds. Literally, they ate it up. Okay, Matthew 13:14. It's also used in Matthew 23:14, where Jesus said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, how you devour widows' houses. They're not literally eating. It's more figuratively. How, you know what I'm talking about? Symbolically. So again, you got the same word. Is it literally? They're devouring seeds, or is it figuratively where they're devouring widows' houses? Galatians 5:5, but ye bite and devour one another. Take heed that ye be not consumed one another. Again, he's talking to believers, how you eat each other up and spit each other out. I know nobody in here does that. You love it. You love everybody and all, but in Galatians, talk about how you devour one another, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, and you chew them up and spit them out. Well, again, that's figuratively. It's not literally. So how would you take this preacher in verse number 9 and 10? In my opinion, I take it literally. He literally takes it and he eats it. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, let me go on thinking that way. We see in Ezekiel, a time won't allow, in Ezekiel chapter number 3, we see the same exact illustration where Ezekiel takes that book in Ezekiel chapter number 3. You can reference it later. And he eats that, and we see the same thing going on here. So you just decide where you want to be, but I take it literally. You've been wrong before. If you want to think figuratively, that's up to you, okay? There's some thoughts, and time won't allow, about why the honey, why it was sweet, and then there was bitterness, you know, different thoughts and opinions, you know, salvation, deliverance, and then is the sweetness of it. But when it gets down in the belly, after you digest it, you realize the cost of this, of our deliverance and things of that nature, and the judgment of God, and how sin is judged in the tribulation. There's different thoughts here. But let's move on. Verse number 11, we'll close with this, because I'm out of time. He said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and people. And that's what we're doing here today. He told John, remember John, what these things you're writing, you're going to prophesy. Now, this is not leaning, he's going to stand in front. Literally, what we're reading today is going throughout all the world and eventually before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. That's chapter 10. That meanwhile, back at the ranch, while things are going on, the sixth trumpet is blown and people are dying. This takes place. And next week, we're going to look at the two prophets of God and kind of think who they might would be. And then look at verse number 14 of chapter number 11. I'll close with this. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. That's what I'm saying. We're in that meanwhile back at the ranch between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet. You see, verse number 14, the second woe is past. Behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Some things were happening in between those sixth and seventh trumpets. And I'm glad I'm not going to be here. All right, I'll be done in 30 seconds. I know we got to quit. There's a fella, he has a greater mind than me, named Marv Rosenthal. He's in Orlando, has a church over there. He has that magazine that comes out periodical about, I forget the name of the magazine. He believes, and a lot of people believe, that they're going to go through part of the tribulation, that they're going to be here until the seventh trumpet. This is a place right here where we're stopping, right here, that they believe that they're going to be raptured before the seventh trumpet blows. Are you following? They're going to go. That they believe that they're going to go through the seals and through the first six trumpets. I don't believe that in a heartbeat. Jesus could come today. One day I'd love to talk to that gentleman. Probably never will, because he's up there. I'm just a little peon, you know. He's up there, you know. But I'd love to just share with him the Word of God and just, I don't care about your opinion. What does the Bible say? John said this, even so, come, Lord Jesus. The last thing written in the book of the Revelation, Jesus said, surely I come quickly. He said, even so, come, Lord Jesus, even now. Lord can come. He can come today. Are you ready? Well, I sure hope so. Our Father, thank you for your word, Lord, for scriptures, for what we read this morning. Lord, there's a lot going on in Revelation chapter number 10, and we didn't do it justice. But our Father, we just thank you. Lord, we have the ability to read and study and to understand. Lord, I pray that today in our worship hour, that the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, will be acceptable in Thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.